This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For those out there not deeply familiar with the list of all-time best jazz trumpet players, consider this an introduction to one of the greats. Clark Terry played with them all. Duke Ellington, Dizzy Gillespie, Count Basie, and dozens more. His real legacy, though, lies with the people he taught, Miles Davis for one, and a guy named Quincy Jones. Jones, the legendary record producer and filmmaker Alan Hicks, have a new documentary out about Clark Terry's life and his influence as a teacher, in particular on a would-be jazz pianist student of his named Justin Coughlin. The film is called Keep On, Keepin' On. Quincy Jones and Alan Hicks, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Alan Hicks, let me start with you, since this film was your inspiration, I guess. This is fundamentally a film about optimism, right?
Most definitely. Clark Terry's one of the most optimistic people I've ever met in my life. I was fortunate to be one of his students and played drums in his band for a couple of years, and he oozed optimism, and his mantra is the power of positivity. It's been a pleasure to be around that.
Keep on keeping on, I guess. Quincy Jones, when was the first time you remember hearing about or of Clark Terry?
Oh, I was 12.
Wow.
And I studied with him when I was 13. I used to play hooky from school in Seattle, go to the Palomar Theater. Everybody was there, Mel Torme, Billy Eckstein, Sammy Davis. And that's the way I'd get the chance to hook up. This was before television. It was a chance to hook up with the dudes from back east, you know. And find out what the ladies, Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie licks were. And I was an absolute junkie. I came up with Ray Charles, you know, when I was 14 on. And so Seattle was perfect to hang out with guys like Clark. And I begged him to give me a lesson.
All right, let's listen to a little bit of Clark Terry here. For those who might not be familiar with Clark Terry then, Alan Hicks, tell me where he fits in the pantheon.
Well, Clark's one of the greatest trumpet players and flugelhornists of all time. Quincy's probably better to answer that question.
Well, he is. He taught Miles and myself.
This would be Miles Davis.
Yeah, Miles Davis. Yeah. There's only one.
Yeah, well, you know, I just want to make sure everybody knows.
No, I understand, man. I understand. Young people don't know what I'm talking
about. That's right. That's right.
Clark is, to me, one of the greatest trumpet players that ever lived. Huh. No question about it. With joy, humor, even in his mumbles, his version of scatting, you know.
Yeah. Alan, why did you decide to tell the story of Clark Terry this way with Justin Coughlin, the kid who is blind and he's a pianist and he's trying to make it? I mean, you could have made the straight-up doc of Clark Terry and it would have sold, right? People would have gone to see it.
Well, when we were doing interviews with all these greats, they would constantly be saying, yeah, he's one of the greatest trumpet players that ever lived, but he's also one of the greatest teachers to have ever lived. Justin Coughlin and I, we played in Clark's band together, so we'd been mates for a long time. And they had a very special bond because Justin lost his sight when he was 11 and Clark had been losing his sight due to diabetes for a period of time. And so they were a support network for each other.
And here they are. Here's one of those teachable moments, I guess.
I still come down to visit CT all the time. He's still my teacher. I mean, sometimes I spend a few weeks down here.
What would happen if you...
Yeah, as soon as I started shooting with both of those guys, the story just started to blossom in front of us.
Don't you love Al Hicks' his accent, man? I'm studying it, man, like that movie Clark. He says Clark, and Australia. I love that accent. Australia.
So Quincy, that's what got you in this movie. It was Clark's accent, not the passion project that this clearly is for you.
Oh, the passion, yes, but it all happened like a divinity, you know, divine intervention. I mean, I came to Arkansas really to continue an album that we've been working on with Snoop Dogg, doing rap, and Clark doing mumbles. And Snoop Dogg had a leg injury. He couldn't come. And so Clark says, have you heard this little guy?
Quincy, do you think it's easier to break in now to jazz than it was when you were young and coming up? I mean, this film, in a way, is about Justin trying to get into the jazz scene, right? I mean, he says that.
Right, but there's two sides of it. Back then, you couldn't get away from jazz. It was in the air and the water. Today, they have to resist the pressure of their peers to say, let's go see Lil Wayne or Jay-Z or Kanye, you know. And it takes a lot of courage today to break out to go after jazz, which was a 1940s and 50s kind of influence, especially the revolutionary aspects of bebop.
So do you think he's going to make it? I mean, he says, Justin does in this film, he says, I want to be one of the greats. I want to do this.
He is. He is now. And boy, when he played Montreux, he found out how great he was. People ate him up, standing ovations, everything. Ate him up.
It's a film called Keep On Keeping On about the life of Clark Terry and a kid named Justin Coughlin as well. Quincy Jones and Alan Hicks are the filmmakers. Guys, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
The film is out now in Los Angeles. It opens in New York tomorrow, in theaters in the rest of the country over the next month or so. The last word on this movie goes, of course, to Clark Terry.
You got to inspire them and encourage them and make them to do what they know they can do. And most of the time, they don't even know what they can do till you get it out of them.